Hey babe, guess what I got at the store? No, not pumpkin spice Oreos. You already tried those, remember? No, not chocolate. Close though. Give up? I got this giant bag of almond joys. They're having a sale on all the Halloween candy and I just couldn't resist. Oh, I can't wait to eat these. What? Almond joys are great. Don't tell me you don't enjoy all that coconutty goodness. No way, they are not a C-tier candy. You're just wrong. No, absolutely not. I might give you B-tier, because I'll admit they can't compete with the likes of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but Almond Joys are still a solid, there for you during a time of stress eating snack. No, listen. They're like those jeans you always throw on, you know? Not part of your favorite outfit, but solid, reliable, able to get you through a tough day. You should appreciate Almond Joys like you appreciate old jeans. They might not be anything to write home about, but both are staples. What? I haven't put too much thought into this. You're just annoyed that I'm right. That's Almond Joys' true place in the candy hierarchy, unless you can convince me otherwise. Yes, there is a candy hierarchy, and the C-tier candy list is reserved for Tootsie Rolls and short-lasting bubblegums. No, not candy corn. Candy corn belongs on the F tier, or just in the trash. I'm not sure it even deserves to be ranked, honestly. Oh, you want to argue with me? Wait, don't tell me you think candy corn's better than Almond Joys. You can't be serious. You are? Wait,
what?
When was the last time you even had an Almond Joy? Come on, be honest. When you were 7? No wonder you think they're so awful. 7-year-olds are too young to appreciate Almond Joys. They're more of an adult candy. And you can't say they're awful if you hadn't had one since you were a child. I mean, did you even like coconut as a kid? See? I know you love it now, though. I bet you love Almond Joys, too. Here, come on. Try one. Your palate has definitely evolved since you were 7 years old. Come on. I promise they taste good. Just take one bite. What are you afraid of? I know you don't have a nut allergy or anything. So just... What? You're doing No Nut November? Babe, you realize that No Nut November is not some health fad where people don't eat nuts for a month, right? It's about dudes not jacking off for a month. So... Eating an Almond Joy would in no way violate the rules of that challenge. Well, unless someone had a bizarrely strong fetish for coconut. But you don't, so I don't really think you need to worry. Oh, you want to change the rules of No Nut November? Okay, wait. So just to clarify, you want to change the rules of a largely fake internet challenge about not fapping to get out of trying one bite of an Almond Joy? Yeah, I'm not really sure that's in keeping with the spirit of No Nut November. Okay, well, I don't actually know what the spirit of No Nut November is, but I'm pretty sure it's not about refusing to try new things. It's more about, I don't know, denial, I guess? Oh, nice try. You're not really denying yourself by not trying Almond Joys. It doesn't count as denying yourself if it's something you already don't want to do. Although, I actually don't think you've thought about how much you'd be giving up if you did this little challenge that you made up. It would mean nothing with nuts in it for a month. Don't think I wouldn't hold you to it. If this is the excuse that you want to use, you're facing the consequences. No nuts for the rest of the month. And that includes anything that has may contain nuts on the label. Think you can do it? I don't know. A lot of your favorite foods have nuts in them. Are you really sure it's worth it to avoid trying one teeny tiny Almond Joy? You're sure. Even if it means no more of those nut butters that you love so much. Okay, I guess you'll just have to eat your toast dry. Oh, you know what else you won't be able to have? French fries. Nope, they fry them in pine nut oil. Oh, such a shame. And I guess I'll have to hold off making my world-famous peanut butter pie for a bit. I wouldn't want to tempt you. Although, I don't really have an interest in giving up nuts myself, so there's nothing stopping me from going into the kitchen right now and getting some of that delicious chocolate and peanut butter ice cream we bought last week.
I could just sit here while you watch me lick it off the spoon.
Of course, I'd be happy to offer you some too, if only you were allowed to have it. Are you giving in yet? Good. I need someone to share my fries with. And you are the perfect person for that. Now you know you don't actually have to try Almond Joys if you don't want to, right? You don't need to come up with any more ridiculous excuses. We can just agree to disagree on our candy ranking. Okay? Good. Wait, where would you rank Necco wafers? Please tell me you think they're F tier. Oh, okay. Good. I just had to be sure. Love you. Come on, let's go get some of that peanut butter ice cream.